In this issue, we will look at short-term interest rates in Australia. Since the RBA did not cut interest rates in May, when do we believe that rates will be cut? The first thing to say is that we don't believe that the reticence of the RBA to cut the cash rate has anything to do with politics. We think it all has to do with how the RBA measures core inflation. In the statement of the Reserve Bank Governor, Mr. Philip Lowe, on 7 May 2019, he referred to the level of core inflation as 1.6%. In fact, there are three different measures of core inflation. These are the all groups excluding volatile items, the weighted median, and the trimmed mean. When we look at overseas factors, we see the measure that the Fed uses are similar to, but not identical to, the all groups excluding volatile items. The Fed uses a measure excluding food and energy prices to get the same result. And what the Fed calls the Dallas trimmed mean. They give this name to the trimmed mean in the US because the measure is calculated by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. In the figure in our piece, we see the Australian All Groups Index, excluding volatile items, and the CPI weighted median. These measures for March came out at a year-on-year growth rate of CPI inflation using the all groups, excluding volatile items, of 1.3%, and a year-on-year growth rate of CPI using the CPI weighted median of 1.2%. In both cases, there have been sharp falls from a level of CPI core inflation in 2017 of around 2%. We have analysed the relationship between these two measures of core inflation and the measure used by the RBA. We find that these two other measures tend to lead the RBA trimmed mean measure by up to one quarter. The trimmed mean is the preferred measure of core inflation used by the RBA. As opposed to measures of core inflation for March of 1.2% and 1.3% for the year to March, the trimmed mean showed a year-on-year rate of inflation of 1.6%. The reason that the RBA prefers the trimmed mean is pretty obvious when you look at the trimmed data. This is a more stable and slower moving inflation series. If you want to target something, this series would be easier to hit. The idea being that policy actions are not distracted by short-term noise. The downside of this is that there appears to be more information actually incorporated in the two other measures of core inflation, and in particular the weighted mean. We think that in the June quarter, the trimmed mean will follow the weighted mean and the all groups excluding volatile items down to a lower level. Our model estimate for the trimmed mean, based on the above discussion, is that it will come in with a year-on-year rate of change for June of 1.34%. This will provide a published number of 1.3%. A further fall in the RBA's target for inflation will then provide it with a reason to cut rates. We believe the RBA will cut rates by 25 basis points in its meeting in August. We think there will be a further cut of another 25 basis points in November. Our model estimate for the Australian cash rate now stands at 98 basis points or 1%. When both of these rate cuts have occurred, then the actual cash rate will fall down to our 1% target. The RBA targets the CBI trimmed mean. This measure is slower moving and more stable than the other measures, such as the weighted median and the all groups excluding volatile items. We believe that the more volatile series have more information incorporated into them. We think that the trimmed mean will follow the other two series down in the June quarter to a level of 1.3%. This will allow a rate cut in August, followed by another rate cut in November.